sound in very high spirits this evening.
Oh,
First released on the Crapshoot record label by Fonki, P-H-O-N-K-I. This is called Fight For Your Rights. Man of the Week, actually, for us is at home anyway, has been Richard Wright. I feel sorry for Blackburn because obviously their season has fallen apart in a big way. But Richard Wright, the 18-year-old Ipswich goalkeeper, Man of the Week. No question about that. We're leading a move to change our the name of our road to Lane, actually, to Richard Wright Lane. I think it would be only appropriate. This is Pavement.
Increase now the told her daddy I roundly disagree with you. Your vocal style's preaching, all the yokels mock your teaching. But Cotton, he was just so oblivious to all their cutting trees. Soon the town folk took to it, in every pew they looked to him for guidance. By guileless lambs and waits in that old kebab stand. A skeptic's form, the nation's born. Want to have it Cotton's tree, but increase had them out. Did every burn on open fire? So the word spread just like smallpox in the Sudan. Years and years have passed since the Puritans invaded our soul. Just like a terrorist, you'll never know. But today the God can't make us quake. We see our lives as situations, eyes rise and teeth are deep. While mine are rocks and underneath I got you profited from this bulletin and stabilized your land. You gentrified your all-time clan, but your father is another one of them. I don't want to mention him again because I talked to him last night. He hates my guts. We had a fight and he called you a slut. Girl, why is that?
A good Pavement on Big Cat Records, the EP Give It A Day, the title track, the current single, and here's the first from Bob Tilton, a song about killing.
Yeah. 5 days. One radio. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Tom's tip.
With the record, with the record, with the record, with the record, with the record.
Globe Jam, that's our Tom's tip for tonight's programme, Rude and Deadly on Rude and Deadly Records. And before that, it was Bob Tilton in Session, First of Them, which is a song about killing. In between, there was a trailer. I'm not entirely sure that it was supposed to sound like that, but you can never be absolutely certain, can you? Because we're all so zany here that it is quite possible that it was supposed to be like that. This is Stereo Lab from their new LP for Geophonic UHF Discs. The LP is called Emperor Tomato Ketchup, and this is Spark Plug. From the new LP by Stereo Lab, which, as I said before, is called Emperor Tomato Ketchup. Another track from that in tomorrow afternoon's programme between 5 and 7, along with a great number of other delightful things, and that was called Spark Plug. And here's a poster, really, from Wise Blood Promotions. It says, a high-speed and thrill-packed evening with C.B. Beaumont, originators of the North 7 action sound, with support from London's wild new Class City Rockers, the Strip Kings, all set to a soundtrack of despair, beats and go-go decor, and so it goes on. And this is the Flapper and Firkin in Birmingham, and it's on Sunday the 28th of January. There you are. Now, let's see what I've got for you now. The first from DJ Hell, also in Session tonight. DJ Hell in session, that's called Mother Funk, and more from DJ Hell, obviously, in the rest of the programme, along with Bob Tilton, also in session. Records by such people, too, as Kinnicky and Biss and Capone, Third Eye Foundation, Baby Bird, Country Joe and the Fish, Snuff, Crescent, Chump, Disjector, Number One Cup, Disciples and The Fall, and that's only about half of them. The chair, again, working well tonight. These are the Quadrajets. Well, what's happened to them? Interesting. Well, we'll try that one. On One Louder Records from Newcastle upon Tyne, those are the Quadrajets, who apparently can be contacted through Chet's Carburetor, Radiator and Alternator, 518 East University, Auburn, Alabama, the home also of Man or Astro Man. Of course, after the news, Kinnicky, A-side and B-side.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Kevin and Ian Maxwell have been acquitted of plotting to steal hundreds of millions from the pension funds of their late father's media empire. Money's been recovered to secure income for Maxwell pensioners like Anne Jubb, but she's still bitter at what happened.
There's been a heck of a lot of suffering caused. People have died not knowing that either the wife or the husband is safe. You know, not knowing that the pension is there.
The hostage crisis on the Black Sea ferry is over. The pro-Chechen gunman who threatened to blow up the vessel with 200 people on board gave themselves up this afternoon. A lorry driver has been found guilty of causing four deaths by dangerous driving in a horrific pile-up on the M74 in Scotland. Two Austrian truckers are being questioned in connection with the death of a paper girl in Kent. The 15-year-old died when she was knocked off her bicycle. Two men who've had sex changes but can't alter their birth certificates under British law are taking their case to the European courts. Christina Sheffield and Rachel Horsman can't marry because they're both still legally male. England's cricketers have lost again in the sixth one-day international against South Africa. They were chasing a modest South African total of 129, but their batting collapsed. The weather tomorrow will be misty at first with some rain, but brightening up everywhere except Northern Ireland, where it'll stay cloudy all day. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Hugh Williams.
Radio 1. More music.
جون بيل على راديو واحد هو كبير وتخين وبيلعب مزيكا ما يحبهاش اللي هو ايوه بيج بوي
reading in some newspaper or magazine or something that they're going to be huge in 1996. So, needless to say, we immediately start playing their records. On Fierce Panda, a new single from Kinnicky, A-side and B-side. The A-side was Come Out Tonight, and the one which I played you just then was logically, I suppose, the B-side, How Was I Made. This chair is just ludicrous. Anyway, this is Outline, the Hu Feng mix, Chinese Juice. 12-inch on Boom Records by Outline. That's called Chinese Juice. This next is from an LP, an import from America on K Records. And Lover's Laughter is the name of the ensemble. The LP is The Greks Bring Gifts. And it says, the Greks promised, and it is Greks too, not Greeks, the Greks promised a world in which everyone would be rich, provided the Greks were allowed to rule. It was a bargain few Earthmen could resist. And then on the back it says, they came to Earth in their spaceship bearing fabulous gifts, such as machines that did any job automatically, and fertilizer that made plants shoot up overnight, but they presented their gifts with contempt and with a look in their eyes that made people feel creepy. And then the artwork gets too clever and I can't read anymore. 12-inch on Earth Rocker Records, Abba Shanti-Eye and Positive Vibration, verse 2. Then before that, it was Chopper and one of three tracks on a 7-inch on Crackle Records out of Leeds, and that was called Josephine. And the first of the three tracks I played you there was Lover's Laughter, and that's the name of the band. Keep Your Shade is the title of the track on K Records from the LP The Grex Bring... I can't even say it. The Grex Bring Gifts. This is Gila Monster. It is Gila Monster. Now, I've had trouble with this before. I couldn't remember how it's supposed to be pronounced. Gila Monster, Gila Monster. Gila Monster sounds more plausible. Also have trouble with the title, actually, as well, which is Marvin Abody, all one word. And it's on, you know, the record label, classical record label, Deutsche Grammophon. This is Scottish Grammophon. Goes the chair again. I should have rung him actually to find out how it is exactly that they pronounce the name Gila Monster. Anyway, for the time being, until we learn differently on Scottish Gramophon, and Marvin Abody is the title of that. A 7-inch EP, four tracks on there. Information now about Bob Tilton. They're playing at the Laurel Tree in Camden Town, London this Sunday. That's the 21st of January, and they're about to start work on six new songs, which should be released before the end of the spring, whenever that is. Bob Tilton, a couple of things here really: Butterfly, Orchard Bear. That's Bob Tilton in session tonight with Butterfly and Orchard Bear. And here's the fax from, well, it's actually unsigned. It just arrived. The only one I've had tonight, though, so I might as well make the most of it. From somebody who believes that Coventry City are going to win the FA Cup this year. It says, any chance of the Congo's Fishermen, the new Blood and Fire release? And, well, funnily enough, I did put it into the first draft of this programme. I go over them, you see, throughout the week, putting things in, taking back out again. I'll stick it back in again next weekend. That's a promise. It says, when's there going to be another Ivor Cutler session? The answer to that is, frankly, we don't know. And then the only other question on the fax says, how's your tooth? A great deal better than it was last weekend, and I feel like a new man, frankly. This is Myrtle K. Hilo. It's another track from the LP Research Incredibly Strange Music Volume 2 on Asphodel Records. This is Lover's Prayer. Hold on, this is Lover's Prayer. Aloha ka Hawaii ha mama no Aloha mai hoi kore Kalei aloha pui na o I do believe the Lord above created you for me to love, keeping me out from all the threat, because he knew I loved you best. I once had a heart that it was true, and now it's gone from me to you. Take care of it as I have done, for you have two and I have none. And all those things, and just to prove my love is true, I go to hell to be with you, and just to prove my love is true, I go to hell to be with you. Myrtle K. Hilo on Asphodel Records and a version of Lover's Prayer. And Al Thomas said that when I got into the studio and planned to play this next record on the radio, I should adjust the pitch and play it as fast as I possibly could at 33, if you see what I mean. And we put it on 33 and then crank it up as fast as it would go. Unfortunately, we don't have the means of doing that, so you're going to get it to 33. This is Boy Moran.
This is Boomerang. Graham Sutton to his pals on Leaf Records, 12-inch called Pro, and the EP is called Proactive. Frankly, remember the title of that track, and it's written on the other side of the record, which I can't see because it's on, you know, it's on the turntable. So we'll let it pass for the time being. A note here from Black Star Liner to say that they're going to be re-releasing Harman's Session Special in March with new mixes by Kid Loop and The Roots Man. As soon as we've got white labels, we'll get you one. We're also playing next Thursday with the Festive 50 Kickers Dread Zone in Brixton. It says at Brixton Fridge, I guess that is. The fact is a bit obscure. Our first London appearance. Our album is set for release in April, which we're very excited about. I look forward to hearing that, I must say. This is Inca Eyeball, a track from the EP I've Just Come In Off the Boat. It's a brief piece, but I think it has something to say. The Subconscious is Not Such a Dangerous Thing, You Know, is the title.
Letter lost, no words, leading to no reply.
And I've got an entire LP of Inca Eyeball, which I've yet to hear. This is, as I say, a 7-inch EP on Fusetron Records. And here's another from DJ Hell.
Thank you. sat on a wooden chair staring out the window. No one comes to see me anymore, he said. The walls of the room were bare, whitewashed. There was no carpet on the floor, only a thin rug covered a section of the scratched painted floorboards by the side of the metal bed. May I see your hands? The man asked. You have lovely hands. May I buy them from you? How much do you want for them? No one comes to see me anymore. I only want to be able to hold somebody's hand.
That's Rick Lake, another track from the LP Che, which has been out for some time. I'm a bit late getting there on that one. The LP is called So. You got anything else? And that was Hans. And before that, it was DJ Hell in Session. Risveglio di una città was the title of the track. And tomorrow afternoon's session is between 5 and 7 from Broccoli and Crowsdell. This is Super 8, preceded by a great deal of noise and feedback and general unpleasantness, really.
Party time.
Rock and do your thing, man.
The Love Groove Dance Party.
Love Groove to the House Nation.
The easy, funky, free.
Oh, I love it.
The Euro Mix.
La musica di Danny Rampling. Pure and sexy.
Rampling on your radio. It's fierce.
Danny Rampling every Saturday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Ow!
19 years old, that, you know. Doesn't sound it, does it, really? Those are the Flies on EMI Records, Love and a Molotov Cocktail. And before that, unforgivably, it was How Can I Understand the Flies by Super 8. There seem to be several bands called Super 8 around. This one's on Garcia Records, and it's one of three tracks on a 7-inch EP. And a fax here from Jerry Swift, and he says, amongst other things, can I say hello to Andrew from Brighton? Thanks for the Peel selection, Chrissy present tape. Probably all illegally recorded, but who cares, to be honest. This is an unknown artist, one of those single-sided 12 inches on Lucky Spin Records. The track is called Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
This is Wake Up Call on a Lucky Spin White Label. After the news, it's Destructo Guitar Mayhem from Cub Coda.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1,
Newsbeat. There are calls tonight for a review of the way fraud trials are run after the acquittal of the Maxwell brothers, Kevin and Ian, of defrauding pension funds. The trial lasted 8 months and cost £25 million. Labour's suggesting a panel of judges would be better than a jury. Three adults and a child have been rescued from a blazing tower block in southwest London. They were lowered 80 feet from the seventh floor of the block. A woman paralysed in a car crash 6 years ago can stand unaided after being fitted with a tiny computer under her skin. Julie Hill says when she was offered the experimental treatment by doctors at a Wiltshire hospital, she knew she had to go for it.
I'd always be looking back and thinking, well, I wonder what if. But as far as I can tell now, if I do it, I'll see it through right to the bitter end. Whatever the result may be, at least I can look back in years to come and say, well, I tried it.
The search has been called off for a Scottish rugby fan who fell overboard from a ferry as it sailed for Ireland. The Coast Guard says the 21-year-old won't have survived in the cold waters. And the weather, it'll stay dry in most places tonight. Tomorrow will generally be brighter. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Hugh Williams.
Radio 1, more music.
Signature tune for a radio program if you're looking for that sort of thing on School Kids Records, an import from America called Abba Dabba Dabba. I mean, that's the title of the LP by Cub Coda. Scratching and Whamming, the title of the track. Here's the new one from The Fall.
Just